Here's the good and better bits of Kennedy Malloy. On the worksite, there's good, better, and then there's Bosch. Upgrade to the new 18V lithium-ion batteries today. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. We've got a cracker stroke corker.
Ooh,
for you today, what do we got, Jane?
Well, we're going to have a look at... We're doing a bit of a political roundup today.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
Seems a bit beyond us.
It does seem beyond us.
A serious one.
Oh, let me just make
What's
it...
What's in it?
I'll make it a bit more down our alley. Your mate Joe Hockey gets a mention.
Oh, I'll defend Joe Hockey.
Yeah? He's been spending a bit of dough. And I believe
egg.
You might be part of his entertainment package.
Are you talking about that? You've been on one of your... feminist rants now about the ABC.
Why is it feminist?
I don't know.
It's not feminist.
Normally it is these days. I can't separate them
It's
anymore.
A rant. I've got a rant. I've just got to be in my bonnet about the potential sell-off of the ABC.
Oh.
But I've had a bit of feedback from the Prime Minister's office.
Have you?
Interesting.
Mm. Oh, yeah. At least they're getting back to you.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. That'll be part of our political roundup. Dave O'Neill is our special guest today. I love it when Dave swings by.
I do too.
He's always up to something, of course.
We've got Francis Leach, who is currently in Russia.
We're crossing to Russia?
Yes, we're crossing, and he's going to give us a rundown. Wasn't that a great match on Saturday night, even though we didn't win?
It was okay.
And what do you mean?
Oh, just disappointing.
I
thought the Australians let themselves down and let their country down.
Oh. Yeah, you would.
You've got to do better than that, Jay.
Have you got Optus?
It's a big stage. What? Does anybody have Optus?
We might.
This will go down as
well. Yeah,
we'll
talk about that as well.
Decisions in the history of sport in a proud sporting nation. Mick Coyne, there's three left.
Well,
I've done an inventory.
Precious. Oh. I might get another one. Can I get another one? I've only got one.
You haven't got yours yet till I come round for dinner.
No, that's right.
Dave Reynolds, we're going to talk to Dave Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, he had a win on the weekend.
There's a rumour. Do we have some kind of work experience kid?
We do, apparently.
In the office this year?
He's not even round here at the moment. I don't know where he is.
All this and much, much more coming up. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets on today's program. Where is he? Have you seen him?
I think he's been... I think he's doing sort of cleaning up our office.
Have you seen him?
I have.
Yeah.
What's your wallet?
No, I...
Don't say that about a work experience kid.
Are you sure he's a work experience kid or is he a ward of the state?
No, I don't think so.
Is he doing community service or is he...
Well, I'm sure they check at these...
Is he actually at school?
They check these kids out, don't they? We better speak with our office manager.
Keep your taser on you is all I'm saying.
I don't say that.
Today. Oh, you know.
I've got to trust him.
You get a feel for some people.
Yeah. No, he is a bit... I don't know. Maybe we'll
talk
to him later.
We'll see what happens, and he'll be with us for the whole week. Is that right?
Yes, he will be.
Oh, well, that's good. If Dave's sick, he could do Dave's job.
I'm sure
it doesn't take much to it.
Hey,
we do push
actually
one
Dave's
of two
job.
Buttons.
It does.
Very complicated.
Hi, Dave. How are you guys? Hey, we don't bring it up yet,
do
we?
Bring it up if you want. I've just been milking it all day.
Happy birthday for yesterday.
Not been milking it.
What's wrong with you?
I've not mentioned it to anybody.
Oh, you've got that look.
Didn't even know this morning. They've gone with 5 minutes before me entering the building. They go, oh shit, it's his birthday. So they're blowing up balloons. So I walked in.
They just have random balloons, do they?
That's very good.
It's more effort than we went to. Seriously, where's the work experience?
We better get him to Coles.
We need
Toots
a cake.
Sweet.
That's it.
We need a cake.
Just another day, guys.
Dave, what'd you do for your birthday?
Well, I boundary umpired for my son's under-12 football game in Melbourne, which was the most horrific conditions yesterday.
Boo-hoo.
No, I'm telling you, the wind was going sideways, the rain, we were dripping wet.
Oh, yeah. Now you've got to harden up about that stuff.
It was a really tough day.
Did you get any presents?
Oh, 42 steps over there. I got I got a Fitbit so I can actually track my steps.
Hang on, I've done
6,700 for the day.
Oh, no. So you're a little bit late to the party on this Fitbit business.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, if you're going to tell us about, I've done 6,000, we're literally going to ban you telling us
you're
how many steps.
You're not one of those people that are happy
to
hear
No, we're not
that.
Going to be impressed.
You're
Sorry.
Not going to.
It's a good present.
You've got a Fitbit. What else do you get? An iPod? What else do you get,
Keep it to yourself.
All right, then. I will.
How was your weekend, Mick? You're a bit grumpy. What's going on?
Hey! Oh dear. Well, you talk about you. You were tired, weren't you?
I was tired on Friday night. And I was going to a party and I said to you, I'm so tired. I'm going to go to the party. I'm going to be home by 10.
No, no, no. I was in a conversation with you and,
and I said, I'm going to be home by 10. And someone else that we know said, let's make a bet. I bet you she gets home much later.
And my information was you got home at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Well, I thought it was 1. But apparently it was a bit later. Well, was it daylight savings?
No. Eastern Standard Time now, are we?
Because it was
so
fun.
What happened to you?
I was because at a girlfriend's party.
To be honest, you looked like an absolute mess when I left you.
I didn't. What?
At 6:30 on Friday.
I didn't look like a mess. I never look like an absolute mess.
You look like the wreck of the Hesperus.
Oh, how dare you. The Hesperus looks good in her day.
Hey, by the way, so what happened? What?
I went to a party. It was great. I saw a lot of people I hadn't seen for a long time. It was my girlfriend Antoinette's 40th birthday.
Right.
She'll be happy.
That's code for 60, is it?
Oh, no.
What do you like, Jane? And what did you do?
I might have had a few cocktails. Whee! Might have had a few espresso martinis. Oh, I'll get calls about that.
I watched a lot of the World Cup.
Oh, well, I only watched one game because I could because it was on SBS and it was so good.
I only watched one game because I could.
Yeah, this is the problem, isn't it?
Optus is holding Australia to ransom.
Well, that's terrible.
That,
I think
is terrible.
SBS have got to give us some games.
Can I just say this on Mexico, who opened their account by beating the current world champs, which is Germany.
You're a bit cocky about this.
All I can say is it's the perfect preparation. Whatever they did, which I think was a party with 30 hookers, that's the way to do it.
Well,
there's work experience, kid. I want 30 hookers.
Well, you don't. I don't think it's appropriate to use that word in front of the work experience kid.
It's probably he's stocking your fridge. I've just been told.
He's stocking my fridge.
He's stocking your fridge.
Tell him to get the yellow pages.
All right. Let's come out. We'll talk to Dave Reynolds next.
All right.
Yeah, you bet.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Can I just say what a fantastic weekend for our good mate Dave Reynolds.
Good luck for this weekend.
You got to pull the finger out, get this team across the line. Last time we spoke to you, you were fourth.
No,
where are you at?
Still fourth. Yeah, that's our job, is to make the car as fast as possible and try and win the race.
You can do this.
Yeah, we've got a good feeling about it.
Oh, and Reynolds round the outside of everybody for P1. What a masterstroke. What a great start by Dave Reynolds.
Just hung my balls out of turn one and went a bit deeper than everyone, and it paid off, and, you know, that's what set up our race.
David Reynolds and the Penrider of his home, victory in Darwin.
Yeah, awesome job, boys. That's mega. Well done.
Dave Reynolds joins us from Bali now, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
We had a good feeling about it, and it came to fruition, mate.
Yeah, I know. You called it. Well done.
Well, I'm taking some of the credit for this. I think the fact that you had some massive backing in your corner from the lights of Kennedy Malloy, we're going to have to get a sticker on your car. Can we get something? Who do we talk to about that?
Oh, you can talk to me. I'll put one on. Yes. You can give me a couple of Mick coins to sponsor me.
Oh, there you go.
Well, it's Kennedy Malloy's own Dave Reynolds. Dave, talk us through the race and how you felt from the start.
Yeah, I started fourth, which is like on the second row, and got a pretty good start. And I nearly split the two in front of me, but I thought I might go around the outside, try my luck out there, which it's actually kind of a dumb move in motorsport.
Right.
Somehow I stuck it, made it stick, and kind of set up the race. Yeah, it was awesome.
So the car was flying. The car was in great nick.
Yeah, we made a little change to it between qualifying and the race, and it kind of just transformed it, and just I was heaps faster than everyone, kind of fit it kind of easy in the end.
Yeah, right.
So I wish I could do that all the time.
And the shoey came home to where, according to one Dave Reynolds, its origin was way back when.
Probably when they were farming and they had no glasses.
So. No, mate. You started the shoey yourself up there. When was that?
Yeah, Darwin 2015 was my first one, and then I did it 3 years later.
No, get used to it because you won't be able to do it soon. It'll be trademarked by the Formula One Corporation. Yes. What about Darwin? Different conditions? How does it affect you in the car?
Yeah, mate, it's probably one of the hottest races of the year, and it's just really treacherous out there. I've got a huge, huge blisters on my left hand.
Right.
Just from like being really hot and like all the rubbing in the car. I mean, I should rephrase myself.
Where's this going? Are we talking about the race now, or is this afterwards?
I mean, the hand rubbing on the wheel and the gear.
Yeah, we get it.
It's even getting worse.
Well, I tell you what, sounds like a really good way to lose a few K too, to drop a few.
Yeah, I probably lost about 3 kilos, I reckon.
Oh, jeez. Get me in one of those cars.
You don't feel very good after it.
Oh, no.
What about the Triple Crown, mate? I mean, it's a kind of victory, but I'm disappointed we didn't take the Triple Crown. I put a lot of money on that. What went wrong?
Everything went wrong. Well, yeah, no one's won it for, that's 21 years in a row now, so it's a really hard thing to win.
Really hard. We'll get them next time.
I'll do it for you next year.
Now, what do you do? As everyone does after a big win in Darwin, you go straight to Bali with your smoking hot girlfriend and lie around on the beach. It's hard being Dave Reynolds, isn't it? It really is.
How long are you in Bali for, Dave?
Just till Thursday. I've got to be back. She's got some stuff to do. But I nearly missed my flight last night because I thought it was at midnight. It was actually at like 10 past 11.
Oh, no.
What happens there? What, did you have to race to the airport, did you?
Yeah, basically.
Whereabouts in Bali are you?
Seminyak somewhere.
Well, mate, you won't be breaking any land speed records in Seminyak. Get used to that, mate.
That's right. Well, there's some pretty fast drivers in Bali.
I just putt around my scooter and stay out of everyone's way.
Yeah, with no shoes on. Yeah. I'm sure your team boss loves that. No shoes on a scooter.
Oh, on thongs. He's got thongs on.
Oh, well. Oh,
hey, Dave, congratulations again. And
you can't have a thongy. You can't have a thongy, mate. You need a shoe.
I'm guessing you're having a few more sips of champers before you come back.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see what happens.
Speak to the bosses here. I want a Kennedy Malloy sticker on the rear windscreen or something hanging from the rear vision mirror.
Like some dice, fluffy dice.
Yeah, maybe something. At least have us on the radio as you're racing or something.
Oh, no, that won't go well.
Maybe give us a call from the car during a race.
That won't go well at all.
All right.
Good on you, Dave.
Well done.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for talking to me.
No worries.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
What about?
What do you mean?
The work experience kids has come in. And what's he got you?
Got me a coffee.
He's not a Sherpa.
He is.
He's not your personal.
No, but that's part of it. I did things like that when
he's
I did work experience.
He's supposed to be learning something.
He's learning how to be efficient and get
just
people coffee.
Working in a Triple M sweatshop for some crazy old lady who's decided she wants to.
I beg your pardon.
Not a crazy old lady.
I'm the mentor.
He's kind of enjoying it a bit, though,
aren't you? It's not what he signed up for. It's not like you. Foot massage before the hour's out, anyway.
I just hadn't had my coffee for the day, and I thought, oh, well, he's out there.
What's wrong with you?
All right,
what do we got?
We've got a bit of this.
The Prime Minister.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Kennedy Malloy's.
Good on you.
Political Roundup.
All right.
There's a few stories
bite off the big ones,
going around at the moment. One of them is about your mate.
Don't you say a bad word about Joe Hockey?
I'm not saying a bad word. I'm going to inform you.
I lean slightly to the left, but I've enjoyed the company of Joe Hockey.
Well, let's get into that.
Years.
I think a little too much, and now it's come.
What?
It's come out in the wash.
My bill's finally arrived.
I don't know. I have a feeling this was $70,000 on booze, breakfast, and babysitters. Yeah. Joe Hockey's billed taxpayers.
That was a big weekend for us.
Now take me back.
Yeah,
you see.
Were there.
Well, Joe's put in his annual sort of spend.
Yeah.
And it's right up there.
No, well, mine would have been in the last financial year, wouldn't it? So I was there. I was at the,
tell us the story.
Australian Embassy in Washington on the night Donald Trump was elected.
Now,
so
I recall this time here in Washington doing this, but where were you precisely? Because I have a feeling you might have been on a balcony.
I was on the balcony with Joe Hockey smoking cigars.
Well, that's where our taxpayers' money's going.
Oh, it was a ripping night.
We want our taxpayers' money back.
At one stage, I was sitting behind his desk making calls.
You were not.
Trying to get some Monica Lewinsky-style action with one of his interns.
You think I'm bad with the work experience, kid? Getting a coffee. Hang on.
Right. Do you know what? That was one of the most extraordinary nights of my life because we were the guests. I was traveling with the Hot Breakfast at the time, Eddie Maguire and Luke Darcy. And we were guests of Joe Hockey at the embassy. And I wasn't allowed in because I'd...
for obvious reasons.
I didn't have a passport on me. And Joe Hockey had to pretty much come down to the front door and go, it's okay, he's with me.
You're kidding.
At which point I did the standard bird to all the security
guys. Oh, that would have gone down well. Well, some of Joe's expenses.
What an extraordinary night that was, by the way.
Did
can
it cost
I tell you? That was,
that
was history in the making.
It was.
I watched the blood drain from everyone's faces as we stood in there and watched the screens and watched the numbers roll in.
You would have given the Scotch a good nudge then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
did you have a cigar with Joe as well?
Yeah,
I did. And then I'd walk around going, I'm with him.
Wow.
Every time I was approached.
Jeez.
Well, his dinners are getting up there. He had one dinner, 44 guests, but it was $4,335.
Could have been the night we were there.
That could have been. I'll tell you what I'm the figure.
It's a big job. He's doing a good job. You know, well, you get what you pay for. That's our top office. It's the diplomatic corps. I've seen it firsthand. In some regards, I consider myself co-opted to the diplomatic corps.
Right.
I was representing our country on this.
If you end up an ambassador to a country, what country would it be?
Cancun. Ambassador.
What about the Isle of Mystique?
Yeah, tell us about that.
Isle of Mystique and then not allow any Australian citizens to enter. Right.
That's so like you. Yeah. This is the figure that kills me. $3,340 on babysitters.
Yep.
Wow. Well, that's good dough.
We're on the balcony.
That was not what I was earning as a babysitter. I'll tell you. All right.
That'd be a wet nurse, I'm guessing. Wouldn't it?
Oh, my. You are exhausting. Can you stop saying wet nurse? Because you know what a wet nurse does.
How can you get one of those? Oh, no, it's like tapping up a keg. That's what a wet nurse is.
It's not something you bandy about at 4:30 in the afternoon. No. Trust me.
What you do.
All right.
What else you got?
I've caused it.
Oh, you've been on one of your rants again.
Listen.
So I follow.
Can you please not speak to me like this? Don't say I'm on a rant. That's bloody outrageous.
Well,
I have a voice.
You certainly do. It's shrill and it's never ending. What have you done? Now, I know you're a budding political activist. You've left it a bit late in the day, but you do get overly excited about certain issues, and the ABC is pushing all your buttons at the moment. Well, the Liberal Party.
The Liberal Party only because they had a council meeting on the weekend and there was an overwhelming vote at the annual council in Sydney. They had this meeting to vote overwhelmingly. To privatise the ABC was what they wanted to do. Now, they've all since...
That would be their end game, would it?
Well, I think they're saying that the public broadcaster is costing over $1 billion and it's a lot of money, and in this day and age, we don't need it anymore.
But we all want it.
Not all of us do, Mick. Not everybody does, apparently.
What other opportunity are you going to get to see our Prime Minister in a leather jacket on Q&A? That pays. There's my 8 cents a day. Thank you.
Well, look, I'll tell you what. My issue is the rather patronising way the council delegate, Mitchell Collier, put this proposal.
Right.
Because he was the one that forwarded. And just have a listen to what he says.
I must confess, as a young boy growing up in the southern suburbs of Brisbane, some of my favourite programs are on the ABC. You know, Bananas in Pyjamas, Rugrats, The Ferals. Not so much Play Scores. Always thought that show was rubbish. But blind sentimentality is no justification for preserving the status quo.
And what's his name?
His name is Mitchell Collier.
He's never go on after Mitchell Collier. He's slaying the room. He is right out there.
He's right out there, isn't he? Listen, for a start.
Play School copped a drive-by.
Why would you give a whack to Play School while you're at it, mate? Come on. This is what I said.
It's pinko rubbish.
This is what I said on my Twitter.
Let's take a look through the red window. Somebody's point is, there's nothing else worth watching. The only value is...
That's all he appeared to be able to come up with in all the programs that are available on the ABC over the years. So I said in my Twitter, Federal Vice President of the Young Liberals said he had enjoyed ABC programs such as Bananas in Pyjamas. So he votes sell. Bananas in Pyjamas, with respect, how effing, beep, beep, insulting to the hundreds of groundbreaking shows screened and funded by the ABC. All I was saying is that the ABC take risks and have with us
and
over our careers.
You've got a response?
I've got quite a few responses from people.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to come back and pick this up.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We're going to come back and pick this up.
Yeah.
We'll get the response and we'll get you to react. We want to know.
Well, are there favourite ABC shows? I'm not talking every political show. I'm talking about what show have you loved over the years and that was important to you.
Happy to let the Liberal Party kill it. Dead.
All right. Well, give us a ring. 1-333-53. Your favourite ABC show, Under Threat. Calls after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Yay! Your new way to drive home.
Motley Crue, Kickstart My Heart, 80s Mixtape Monday 80s. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, this is
bringing
Kennedy.
Bringing in your own records now, are you?
A bit of hair with Tommy Lee and Nikki Sixx.
Oh, yeah, Nikki Sixx.
Last time I had hair, a long time ago, Mick.
80s right. Mixtape time.
All right, we're in the middle of a political rant from you about what? The ABC.
The ABC.
And the Liberal Party's plans to gut it, is that right? Like
No, I've been corrected.
You put out a tweet responding to their suggestion that they are going to gut it and privatise it, and the only thing worth saving was a couple of dopey children programs. Is that my paraphrasing?
It's not 100%, but it's close.
Right.
It's close. And it was the Peak Council voting in favour of privatising the public broadcaster. That was just at the vote on the weekend. However, I have been contacted by the Prime Minister's office. And they just want to say, please do us a favour and let her know that there's no way the government would privatise the ABC.
Yeah, if they thought they could get away with it, they would.
I'm just reading. I'm the messenger. I'm just the messenger. The comms minister and others have already knocked that idea on the head.
Oh, have they? So they've discussed it.
I'm a bit confused now that why it was even put on the table.
Two-thirds of their delegates support it.
Yes, and there's a lot of talk about, you know how Qantas was privatised and we're going to give it back to the people and they'll own it.
No. And then the suggestion from this young pill who was saying that there's nothing of value on the ABC.
No, he didn't say that.
That was the implication, Jane.
Sure, I've loved those shows in the past, and he could only come up with a couple of kids' shows, which I thought was pretty patronising.
It was pretty patronising.
And the ABC has been an incredible supporter of Australian creativity and has taken risks. If they didn't take risks, we wouldn't be doing anything, Mick, would we?
No, we wouldn't. We are very lucky.
We got our start
there. The Late Show is one of the shows. They backed us. Provided all the funding. We wouldn't have got up. We tried it. We actually tried
it. We did try it at commercial
networks and it never happened. So indebted to the ABC. I think back of shows in my time, Norman Gunston show.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable, which then migrated over onto commercial. I think a Countdown, which is one of the all-time classics.
One of the brilliant, I mean, how many years of entertainment?
Molly Meldrum is now a national treasure. Mm. How many of our great musical
bands? There would be
bands,
no ABBA without Countdown. I'm telling you.
Maybe I'm reconsidering this. John Clark. I look at all the great work of John Clark over the years, and it was all thanks to the ABC. We never would have had anything like that.
Even current shows like Dr. Blake, you know, shows like that where they put in Gruen.
And you look at Gruen, which is ironic.
And, of course, their current affairs shows that, look, you know, every government that's in power at the time is going to have a whinge about the ABC being biased. So you're going to get that all the time, anyway, that's what I'm saying.
1-3-3-5-3, if there's something you think was culturally significant that the ABC unearthed, we don't have to do this, do it. There's so many examples. Let's go to the listeners.
Okay, Dan.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, how you going, Dan?
Yeah, not bad today.
That's good. Tell us what's a show that was, you know, significant to you that was on the ABC.
It still pulls a few heartstrings. I'm still on YouTube watching it, and it has to be Arnie Jack.
Oh,
Arnie
wonderful.
Jack. It's an Australian classic.
A great Australian classic and one of the great influences of comics.
It was early doors.
Right around Australia too.
And rode a sidecar, so it was even better.
Thanks, Dan. Good to hear from
indeed.
You.
Yes, indeed. Kitty, who would you like to mention?
My dad and I actually had some great memories watching Doug Anthony All-Stars, T-Gen, and Andrew Denton.
He had a sports show. Was that
Live
and Sweaty?
Right.
Was it Live and Sweaty?
Rob Sitch. Like a tiger.
Yeah, like a tiger. Wendy Harmer, of course, the big gig.
So many.
We will be here for hours, but they're good to reminisce. Thanks, Kitty.
Oh, originally Kath and Kim. Was that originally? Is that where it started? Is that where it went to?
Well,
Earn Its Stripes on the ABC.
It did Earn Its Stripes.
That was where it originated from.
Yes.
So thank you.
Okay.
For once again, I have.
Don't yell at me. I need all my.
Once again, I've saved the signal.
Oh, thank you. Bronwyn.
Hi, how are you going?
Culturally significant program over the years.
Two, my religious Sunday show would have to be Landline because, you know, it just keeps you up to date with everything that's happening.
See, I think that is significant.
It is significant.
And you're not going to get that on a
commercial
station.
It's a rural program and it's something that connects the country, which is what it's...
It's a really interesting show. You pick up a lot of good information off that show.
Yes.
Of course.
But our favourite comedy would have to be Upper Middle Bogan.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Oh, that's good. I mean, another talented group of people making great comic and innovative shows as well.
They
that probably,
so
possibly, like a lot of shows we did, couldn't get up on commercial television, which we tried to get them up as well. Brett.
Yeah, g'day.
How are you going?
Good, thanks.
What's the show, Brett?
Four Corners.
Well, indeed. Mm. And it's still the flagship.
Yep. It's the benchmark, isn't it?
It is. And or Australia. I still watch it religiously every week, and it still does the
it's
best
actually never
work
been
in
better.
Current affairs, which is, I think is one of the reasons they would like to get rid of it.
Right. Mm.
If, yeah, if you were inside the Liberal think tank and working out why, it would be their news department and their documentary department, and that's the reason why.
That's right.
The delegates would want to get rid of it. All right, there you go. I think we've just broad strokes, of course, but we've covered
it's
it.
It's broad strokes. That's all right. Look, I'm was just giving me the pip. That's all.
All right. Well, you made your point.
You know. Yeah.
Well, you better get back on the ABC and do something. Why don't you pull your finger out and do something of value to help the ABC?
No, I'm happy to shake it up and save our ABC.
We've got Lee Sales on the show
ABC.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
We do. We'll
all
talk
right.
to her
I'll
about
start
this.
A hashtag.
All okay. right.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
The ball's dangerous. Oh!
Kennedy Malloy's World Cup Update.
Bang, we are right in it now. We're in, I think, day five it is. Unfortunately, neither of us could get over to Russia, but we do have our man on the ground over there, Australian broadcasting legend, Francis Leach is on deck. How are you, Francis?
Oh, Nick, Jane. Dobre den, as I would say here. Good afternoon. How are you?
Are you sure that's what it means? I'm going to go look it up. If
yeah,
I find
be very
you've
careful.
Been swearing at us, I'll be very upset.
Google Translate.
Google Translate. All right, what's going on? Let's go back to the very start in the opening match. Russia win. Russia beats Saudi Arabia 5-0. Anything fishy about that result?
Well, it was funny when you saw the cross to the box and there was Putin there with Infantino, head of FIFA, and also the Sultan of Saudi Arabia. All we needed was Hank Scorpio in that mix as well. The Hall of Villains. But, no, it's always great when the host nation starts on a fly because that, you know, just gets everyone involved in the tournament. And it was a brilliant performance from the Russians. So they're very much in it. And it's exciting around here, that's for sure.
Not suggesting any deals have been done, but I've heard something to the effect of could be gold Rolls Royces for all. Anyway, let's keep moving. Let's get to the big one, Australia v France. I put it to you, Australia let themselves down, they let their countries down.
No, they did not. They performed brilliantly.
Were you there? Were you in the ground? Describe the atmosphere to us.
Oh, it was electrifying. It's Australian there. We've got 500 touring with us in the Green and Gold Army. And for them to come so far, when the teams walk out, the noise is thunderous. It's akin to the start of an AFL Grand Final. And the Russians are absolutely amazing. So many of us have come so far. And travelled so far, they can't comprehend getting on a plane for 24 hours and doing that. So not so much cosmonauts, but osmonauts.
The osmonauts.
And we saw you all in fine voice. In fact, Francis, as I was watching, the crowd literally sounded Australian. It was almost like an Australian cheering accent.
Yeah, and there was a great moment early on, Jane, too, about 10 minutes into the game where we were owning the ball a little bit. Now, right at the end of the game when your team's bossing it, you might go the ole, ole, time the player touches the ball. Well, in that great Australian style of taking the piss, it was ole after we got our first touch after 10 minutes.
Very good. Now, did I hear you ran out of beer or something? Did you? There was in the ground?
Well, you get beer, but you have to be patient. There's one thing. Look, there is, I'm in the city of Kazan, which is incredibly modern, and it's a really beautiful place. And they do have great craft beer here as well. But there's still that touch of the Soviet about it. So when you go to the bar to order a beer, it's kind of like being served, or how would I put it, by like a Centrelink manager crossed with someone from Tobin's funeral parlour. It takes forever.
Right.
And the service, so you give your money, he gives you a docket. The docket, he has the other half of it, gives to the guy pouring the beer. The guy pouring the beer hands it to the cashier. He takes your money, he takes the docket, and... Yeah, sometimes you feel like you have to, sign in triplicate for your beer. But, hey, when you finally get it, it's well worth it. They make you work for it.
All right, next time we see Australia, where will you be? Where are they playing?
They're playing in Samara, which is about another 4 hours' drive from Kazan, south-east from here. And that is a bit like a Soviet theme park. That place, having looked at the photos, nowhere near as pretty as this. It's an old industrial town. part of being at the World Cup is you get to get experience places you probably never ever go to, and most likely will never want to go to again. And this might be one of those. But against Denmark, it'll be a massive game. So the Danes are really good in their first game. Well, hopefully we can carry on our form over and maybe get a point or two out of this one.
And Mexico, of course, beat the reigning champs, Germany. Would you put that down to a thorough preparation and the perfect preparation, i.e. partying with 30 prostitutes?
Mexicans were in our hotel, and you know, we like to have a good time, but we don't bring our own mariachi band. So in the morning to go down. And they come with violins and trumpets. So for as good as you might think about singing in the stands, these guys come well prepared. Gee, they were happy last night, I can tell you that.
All right, we might touch in again, touch base
good
after the
Francis.
Next match for Australia. Thank you, Francis Leach.
Doing it hard for everyone over there.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Francis's podcast, World Cup Road Trip, is available wherever you get your podcasts from.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in the next hour, Dave O'Neill. I always love catching up with the big fella. Dave, he's always been up to something. Mick Coyne, only three left, could be two. We'll work out exactly how many. What we can do there, and apparently we've got some work experience kid floating around today,
yeah,
and we might ask
well, I've
what
put him
been
to
doing.
Work.
Well, you're using
I don't think
him
it's
like,
rude.
You're using him like some
it's
kind
not.
Of Sherpa.
I'm not.
Like it's like some
no.
kind of he's working at the
this Triple M
sweatshop.
I'm sick of kids being entitled, and when you got to learn, that's what I did when I was a kid.
I had to get my own Red Bull, and I've been to the vending machine twice.
Oh,
I had to get
you
my own
poor thing.
Home packet of Twisties.
Oh, you had to get your own Twisties.
21. It's button 21.
You already know the button sequence.
Get him in here. Get him in here. What's his name?
I think his name's Josh.
Josh, come in here, mate.
I don't know.
I've already sent him out on a very special mission.
All right.
You better not stuff this up.
We'll get you around to that middle microphone there,
Josh.
Josh,
it's for you, Dave. Don't be so rude.
Look
what he's
about.
Done. He's got you a cake. Hey.
So our work experience
That's
guy
unbelievable.
Has just brought
well
in
done,
a birthday
Josh.
Cake for Dave, for
oh,
you,
guys.
Dave, and it is.
Describe it to the world. Thanks, Josh. We'll get back to you a bit later.
Thank you, Josh. That's
actually, Dave, why
Red
don't you
Bulls
describe
in the
it?
Fridge.
Can you see it?
I can't see it.
I just have to say it.
Okay, it is a cake of your red Getz.
Oh,
the Hyundai Getz.
That is amazing.
And you can see how far it is parked.
Too close to the curb.
From the curb.
We've even got the Wyndham Council parking inspector.
Yes, and it's got a parking fine on the windscreen.
That is adorable.
And look at the budgie.
A budgie on the back.
One of your budgies taking a poo on the roof. There's no poo on the roof, Josh.
That is
poo on the roof.
That's an amazing cake. Thank you to AbFab Cakes for making the cakes. AbFabCakes.com.au.
Josh, for
going to get it. Oh, thanks, Josh.
I don't think Josh had to go very far to get
Josh,
it.
Do you know what he's like? He's like Mr. Wolf.
Mr. Wolf
from Pulp Fiction. can we use Josh on the weekends?
Oh, we can't harass him. We'll get in trouble. We will.
We're going to put the photo on Instagram, by the way.
We are. And we're going to light your can and we'll have some cake.
Thanks, guys. I feel...
That is a ripper.
You want to make a wish?
There it is.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, and coming up soon, Dave O'Neill will join us. There's much, much more going on. Do we have a work experience kid in here or not?
We do. Why?
I've just had to go and get my own cherry ripe from the vending machine.
Do you think we're exploiting his...
What number's that on the machine?
30. It's 30. I mean, how...
Maybe you better... We've got some Mick Coyne. We've
got
three left.
How many? I don't know. I think I might...
What do you mean?
I might have given one away on the weekend.
Whoa, this always worries me when you say that.
I need to check.
I'm going to look in your phone just to check your photos.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing that if I were you. Bitcoin calls, tweets, so much more. Let's start at the top with the big fella, Dave O'Neill.
Hey.
Dave.
And work experience.
He's floating around somewhere.
Yeah, they're useless these days.
Goofing off like, what is he, millennial or is he, what is
no,
he?
No, he's Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Gen Z.
He's Gen on the Z.
Z.
Seriously, is he nodded off? I mean, what happens with kids today?
Remember when I remember one kid in my year did work experience at a butcher's and got $150 cash a week.
Oh,
now
wow.
That's a win.
He went to a butcher's? Butchers.
He did a butcher's work experience.
He got
experience.
$150.
Yeah, this was like in the 80s.
That's like a job.
I know. Oh, he was cutting up offal and stuff, well, but still.
What did you do?
I did work experience as a photographer's assistant at Funky Jungle. Funky Jungle, sorry. It was a photographer's in the CBD.
Funky Jungle?
Funky Jungle. I just thought, this is going to be...
What did he take photos of?
Well, this is what I thought. It's going to be mainly hardware catalogs. We did a lot of Mitre 10 work.
That is a front for something.
No, it's not.
Funky Jungle.
A catalogue's floating around from the 80s. There's my hand holding hammers. I had to hold a lot of hammers. And then they wouldn't have any, you know, photographers. They all had afros and stuff. They wouldn't have any work. And they go, here's $2. Just go down to the pinball parlor, the time zone, and entertain yourself. So when the teacher came to visit, I was at the pinball parlor. I still remember Mr. Hunting walking in, finding me behind the Galaga machine. That's a work experience.
There's another
behind
story.
The Galaga machine.
Yeah,
and look at you now.
Look at me now.
It was so good that you paid attention.
Well, you know, I'm quite handy. Speaking of a Galaga machine, I fixed the washing machine today.
Oh.
Which is, yeah, this is amazing because I'm not, my dad was.
You wouldn't know it.
I know.
to look at you.
Look at the stains on my clothes. Look at that. That's from.
What is going on?
It's cooking. That's flour.
Has it got flour on it?
Yeah, that's flour.
Oh, he's been making pasties for dinner.
Pasties for dinner. That's right. Love
God, you are the new age man.
Well, I'm unemployed. So.
You're fixing washing machines. You're making pasties.
An episode of MasterChef, I'd like to see. Dave O'Neill making pasties.
Cross with the block. That's right. So anyway, there's a little code that comes up on my washing machine that says F11 because you say the F word about 11 times.
Yeah.
And you see it because it means a blocked pipe.
Oh,
and so we used to call the plumber over and he said, look, mate, I know you don't look that able, but I'm going to show you how to do this so you can do it.
Yep.
So you have to get underneath and pull the S-bend out of the sink.
It's like the start of a porno now, isn't it?
And then you pull it. So I said to my partner, I'm going to fix this. It's I will do it.
I've got this.
I will do it. My father was a tradie. It's no problem at all. So I took my shirt off, had my blue singlet underneath. My bum crack was showing. I turned Triple M really loud. The dog was barking. I said, I'm a tradie. I said to my wife, go get me 3 dimmies and a zoo magazine. So that hasn't come out for you. I don't care. Get me something. And I fixed it. It took me about 3 hours because it kept leaking. And I fixed it, though.
How'd you do it?
It's very satisfying when you fix something.
It is. And I said to my wife, that'll be $150 cash. Or we can work out some other method of payment.
Jane
doesn't. Oh.
So she wrote me out a check. Anyway,
you do this all the time.
I do.
You Google it.
I fix the washing machine.
Yeah, you can.
I fixed a microwave oven.
Oh, my God.
I've fixed a CD player.
Oh, that's good.
There's quite a few. And a dishwasher.
So you're quite handy. You could have been a tradie.
I am a tradie.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I am.
Normally
a tradette.
I'm a tradette.
Tradette.
That was you call them? Yeah, I'm a tradette.
Yeah.
No, but you got to watch the YouTube. It's really fascinating. And it is one of the most satisfying things you want to show off.
How sad is it for dads? YouTube's replaced them. See, I don't ring dad anymore. You just put on YouTube.
Really?
All these dads around the country are sitting waiting for their kids to call. They're not calling because
I don't know many guys who are handymen.
Oh, come off it.
Oh,
look at you, surrounded by them.
You?
Look at these hands. Look at these hands.
I just touched them. They're very soft.
Shut
up, Dave.
This is someone who employed someone from another state to come to another state to fix his AV unit.
It literally was to turn it on at the switch.
I used to see your mum down the shops, and she did a lot of your cooking. Did she still do your cooking?
And washing.
Right, when my smoke alarms went off, I moved into a hotel room.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill, who's our special guest.
Dave, the birthday boy over there.
Look at him.
We've had a procession of staff come through. They can't believe the cake from AbFab. And I just got their website, which is abfabcakes.com.au. It is unbelievable.
It's a very good cake. It's causing a lot of
It's a replica of my guests.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they've ever had that
request
before. No. With a budgie on it and a parking fine.
Parking fine
as well. Details. Look at the details.
It's unbelievable.
Coming up in July, my birthday, wait till you see what's happening there. I mean, Jane got a cake with a big bottle of Chardonnay on it. You got the Getz.
Yeah. I might be away.
Imagine what they're going to be doing for me.
Can they do a VB can?
Mate, it'll be a life-size replica of me.
You've had enough good come to
Never.
You. You and your Mick coin, you've just been
that's
in and
true.
Done it.
A replica of you.
Mm. Oh, yeah, a life-size replica of me with a massive wang.
It's only Monday, and you've gone have, down that path.
Didn't want to have that bit of the cake.
No, no thanks.
Make a wish. No fingers.
Thanks. Are you?
He's wrong.
Have you got a break coming up soon? Or?
He needs one. Clearly, we probably have soon.
Yeah, there would be one soon. School holidays soon.
School holidays. Right. Yeah, there's only like another week of school after this. You know.
Right.
What you do, 2 weeks.
What about your
weeks.
Birthday? Have you ever had a significant birthday? Have you done anything special? Do you have anyone who loves you enough to do something that...
I'm a twin, so we so we didn't have a 21st. It'd be too complicated.
Really? So that's giving up the ghost a bit easily?
Separate ones.
Separate ones. I just remember my older
brother... Invite all your friends and see who turns up where. Have different at same time.
Yes.
Same time, different parties.
Good
just
idea.
To cause problems for the family.
See who's loyal to who.
Nah.
See who's loyal. I just remember my older brother Mark's 21st was at a lapidary club, a hall in the suburbs, where they had rocks.
What's a lapidary? Oh,
well, they stand around and look at rocks. It's sort of like a scout hall, but they're into rocks.
I was thinking of like the oldie lap dancing club.
I was thinking like a hair removal lapidary place. I was thinking, oh no, that's
lapidary. Hello, boys, see you down the lapidary. Okay, and, for some fine dancing.
And I just remember a group of skinheads running across the oval to gate crash it as the catering, which was two buckets of KFC, was delivered. Just remember.
So they timed it beautifully.
I love hearing when you say, my brother Mark. And his older brothers always get up to a bit more mischief.
Oh, they do.
So you've got kids' holidays coming. Are you doing anything?
We're just going down the beach.
How's Gary?
Gary's pretty good. Gary's sick today, actually.
He's got a shout out for Gary. Yeah. The homeless. Would he be listening? Or?
Yeah, it might be.
He helped you make the pasties?
Yeah, he did help the pasties. Yeah, he put the egg wash on it with a little brush.
I don't give away all your secrets. Listen, what's Gary been doing?
Gary, why cook and we create, as Gary says on MasterChef. people ask if he's funny. He's probably the funniest one. We were walking the other night and he's like, What's that noise, Dad? And I'm like, well, that's crickets. The crickets. He goes, how do they make that noise? And I go, well, I think they rub their legs together. He goes, yeah, that's like when you wear shorts. I'm like, it's called chafing, mate. And it's very painful.
Gary,
leave me alone. Leave Dad alone.
Gary sounds pretty accurate.
He's homesick today, is he?
He's sick, yeah. He's got a bit of a cough, Gary. But he'll be all right. We watched Jumanji, which is a very bizarre movie.
It is a bizarre movie.
The original
film.
One.
It's quite old.
Yeah, it's quite old.
What do you bring out your old
DVD? Off the VHSs, are you?
I haven't heard of The Incredibles, have you?
Next is E.T., kids. But
what's Jumanji? Just take us through it.
It's about a board game. They find this board game.
That comes to life.
Yeah, it comes to life, and the elephants and the monkeys run around and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty
You're
exciting.
A very good dad. You sat down today and watched Jumanji.
Well, I had nothing else to do. I said I'm unemployed, so it's cool.
Or you fixed a washing machine. Yeah. You baked some pasties and you looked after a sick kid and watched Jumanji.
And I've booked a holiday. We're going on the beach. And last time we were driving down there, my oldest son said from the back seat, Dad, how many stars is the hotel that we're staying in?
Well, this is our kids now.
Yeah, how many stars
is it?
Is it room service? I said, mate, when I went on holidays, my holidays were 1,000 stars. Why is that? Because we were in a tent, all right? So, in fact, we were in caravans. And my mum and dad, Kevin Joyce, Mix met Kev, they know how to,
love Kev.
In the 70s and the 80s, they knew how to holiday. I was in Form 1, Year 7. They went to America on a holiday by themselves.
Yes.
They left four boys, us at home, with Nana, and they went to Disneyland by themselves.
Did they bring you home lots of pictures and stuff?
They did.
That is outrageous.
Dad walked in with the Mickey Mouse t-shirts and he's handing them out. There's Mickey for you, there's Donald for you, there's Goofy. And we're all like, Dad, what was Disneyland like? And I remember you guys, yeah, it was all right, but you know, it's for kids. So
you get Gary on a plane now.
To Disneyland.
Take him over there.
Yes, you've got to get to Disneyland. Hey, thanks, Dave, for coming in.
Good on you, Dave. You're a good egg. When did you say you did your work experience?
At the Funky Jungle Photography. In the CBD.
Have you seen this alleged work experience?
Yeah, Josh.
Is he floating around?
Yeah. He's doing a bit of work. Around.
We'll have a chat to him next.
All right.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill's got his podcast. You can get The Debrief and Somehow Related wherever you get your podcasts.
How are they going?
They're big hitters.
Dave's still with us, by the way.
I'm making a lot of money out of them.
No, I'm not making. No, you played a bit the other day. Adam Rosenbach's came on this.
Oh, we're talking about you.
Well, you bagged me right out.
Yeah, went to your house and there was only beer and cheese slices in the fridge. And also, when something that your brother said when they opened that bar in the bottom of your apartment.
Yes.
And he said, there's also a gym, Mick.
Yeah, which I never found.
Still looking.
Allegedly, he'd had a gym. So we were talking work experience because there's this, I don't know, is he here? The alleged work experience.
Boy. Yeah,
he's out there. I can see him.
Sure, he's knocked off. It's 20 past five.
He's knocked off.
Is he knocked off?
No, he's still here.
What did you do?
I worked in the photographers, the photographer's assistant in the funky jungle. I had a lot of hammers and hammer catalogs, Mitre 10 catalogs in the 80s.
What did you do?
I worked at an audio visual place where they made ads, AAV.
Oh, they're still going, aren't they?
They're still going. AAV. I got my hand in a TV commercial as well.
We've got hand models.
Dave, what did you do?
I did it regional TV in Ballarat, BTV6, and I got to play an Easter bunny for Easter, and I got to meet Glenn Ridge.
Glenn Ridge.
Yeah. Pick of the board.
I went to a bowling club in Albury, Wodonga, and you knew it was a big one because they had an indoor waterfall and a life-size cutout of Glenn Ridge out the front.
Awesome.
Welcoming you. Not the real one. Well, it could have been. Now I think
where
about,
did you do work experience? I didn't
organise anything. So at the last minute, to avoid going to McDonald's, because in my day, if you didn't organise your own work experience, you actually just went to McDonald's and worked for nothing. There was always a last minute scramble to avoid being sent to McDonald's where
they work the sweatshops.
like the salt mines. And so I ended up getting a job with an architect who was a neighbour. And it was bloody good because I never realised how much engineers and architects hate each other.
They do.
So we'd turn up on site and everyone would hate him. And I'd be standing there while two grown men in hard hats swore like troopers at each other. Well, this has taken a turn. Josh! Where is Josh? Josh!
Do you want him?
Don't yell at him.
He's done nothing.
He's just doing work. He's got his $3 a day.
Is it a millennial?
No, he's a Gen Z.
He's a Gen Zer. Josh, hello.
Hey there, Mick.
Hi, how are you?
Good, this is Dave.
Hi,
I'm Josh.
Welcome to radio. Hello. Here's what you need to know. Vending machine. C30, that's cherry ripe. C21, twisties.
Got it.
Why am I eating twisties, Dave?
Because they're baked, not fried.
Write that down. Baked, not fried.
Is he old enough to go to a bottle shop for you? He probably would be.
He's driving me home tonight. So
only 15.
How old are you, Josh?
I'm 15.
You're 15. Okay. And what are your ambitions in life, Josh?
Maybe to get where you are right now, Mick.
Dave had that ambition once. Look at him. It can blow up in your face.
I better contact your parents because I don't know if that's a very good idea.
Can I ask, you look damaged. Do you come from a broken home? Do you? Where? Is there trouble at home?
I think they're listening right now. So.
Are they corporate lawyers or something? They're never home?
No, they fight a lot?
Would you say they fight a lot?
Were you hit as a child? Have you ever been hit?
Is there a lot of love at home?
Yeah, we can ring Department
of Social
Services.
Do you want to come and stay with me for a while?
Listen.
I was going to say no comment.
Do you get a meal every night? What happens to your house?
At least three a day.
At least three a day. Well,
does Mum still make you lunch or Dad or someone?
Yeah, Mum sometimes.
If you had to choose one you would live with, who would it be? Your mum or your dad? If you had to choose.
Again, no comment.
Oh, you've learned a lot, this kid.
No, I'm feeling now.
The force is strong in this one. Mm-hmm. Now, what have you done so far? What have you done today?
Oh, today? I've had a tour of the Triple M building. I've talked to a couple people.
Did you go in one of those Black Thunder things or the Rock Patrol?
Not yet, but I've seen them in the garage. I've done a couple jobs for you, Mick.
What have you done so far?
What do you mean? When did you do that?
Dry cleaning?
I did one just before. I stocked your fridge with Red Bulls.
Thank you. Because the one I got today when I got here was lukewarm. Josh. And did you do what I said? I wanted you to do an inventory of Jane.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Could you please tell me what are the contents of Jane's fridge?
One open bottle of rosé. Nice. And there's a little stain, like a fresh stain on the bottom of it. One unopened champagne bottle.
Oh, yeah. You want to go and check that again.
Seven unopened yogurts.
That's not
what flavors? Just plain?
Blueberry yogurts.
Blueberry.
Yeah, I checked the use by dates on those. They probably say 2015. I think you could safely jettison those.
They sound terrible.
two unopened cans of apple cider.
Alcoholic or non-alcoholic?
Oh, of course alcoholic.
Alcoholic.
Hang on. Just a minute, Josh.
Any wine in a can, Josh? Any wine in a can?
Oh, well, there's... all of them are in a can. There's a, one can of small ale.
I don't know how this gets
and,
in
and hummus.
That's all right. Some food.
Yeah. That's a health food.
Well, I also did an inventory of yours, Mick.
Oh, okay.
Just
there we go.
So we're I'll level
sue you.
Play
okay.
So 9 VB bottles.
Nine?
Two
you haven't trousered one there, have you?
Hey, he's underage. Yeah. No, of course not.
Two unopened champagne bottles. Three cans of Pinot Noir. And of course, your 7 Red Bulls.
So. Yes, all right. Now, do you see that big pile of rubbish on top of that?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
You might want to put on some gloves and go and work your way through what I call the Mick Mullen gift shop.
Thank you very much, Josh.
Well done, Josh. No, you're doing a great job so far. Hang about. It's going to be a big week for you.
Yeah. We'd like to hear about other people, what kind of jobs they did and work experience.
What did you do for work experience?
I'm really fascinated.
Can I tell you I'll tell you when we get back. Okay. My brother had a beauty. He worked at a funeral parlour.
Oh. Yeah.
You've got a good Josh.
133353. Give us a call now on Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Dave O'Neill's with us as well. This is Kennedy Malloy around us.
We're talking work experience. How much does he get? How much do we pay?
$3 a day, isn't it?
I think the maximum is $5. I think it might be now. Yeah. It's $5 a day. But that's a lot of money for a kid.
Not really.
A day?
I didn't give any money for the twisties, and that's two.
Did he have to pay for them himself?
Well, you
can't do that.
I don't think that's legal.
Yeah. Josh, welcome to showbiz.
No. First lesson learned.
Welcome to how the system works. Yeah, you can thank me later.
I am not taking calls from his parents.
We are talking about work experience.
We are.
Where you did it, what happened. I had a brother who was at a funeral parlour, and he seriously did the whole...
That's bizarre.
The whole kit and caboodle.
So he saw dead bodies?
He saw dead bodies. He was embalming bodies. At one stage, he had to put the right amount of bricks in the coffin to approximate the weight of the dead person, which... Because he wasn't altogether there.
Wow.
So that all the pallbearers thought they were carrying old Uncle Reggie. God.
Was that his choice to go and do it?
I ate a ball. No one's seen him since.
Disappeared.
That was his choice. Plenty of options out there.
We've had some great callers call up. I'm telling them, talking about work experience. We've got Matt on the line now. Hey, Matt.
G'day, guys. Mick, I think this story is worthy of a Mick coin.
Sure.
I did work experience at our local police station when I was 16.
Yeah.
Surprised we haven't run into each other. Yes, go on.
I actually went out a couple of times on highway patrol with them, and every night on the way home with the local copper, he'd give me a can of beer and we'd have a can each on the way home.
Well, it's work experience. It may as well be the real deal.
True to life. That's a ripper, man.
True to life.
We've probably got a prize pack for you.
You know what? You can get yourself some Bon Jovi tickets. There you go. They're coming to Australia. Two tickets for you to go see Bon Jovi.
Drinking beers and with the local coin? Coppers. No Mickcoin for you, mate. No, I've only got three left.
We'll take the tickets back if you don't be quiet.
Good on you, Matt. Dan, where did you do work experience, mate?
Yeah, hi, Mick. I was like you, left it to the last minute and had a friend of mum and dad's at church that was a publisher.
Yep.
Got there the first day and he says to the team, oh, I'm really busy. Can someone look after Dan for me?
Yep.
Pan shot straight up in the air and I thought, oh, what does this clown do? Lo and behold, he takes me into an office. Sit down, Dan. Do you want a rum and coke? Hang on. How old are you? 16. And I can't give you any alcohol. But I said, oh, what do you do? He goes, I rate the videos because it was not just a... publishing company. It was for one of the big news magazines that we have in Australia.
Work experience for Zoo magazine.
Picture magazine.
No,
bigger than that.
Penthouse. Playboy.
Penthouse. It was Penthouse.
Oh, mate.
Oh, did you write the letters?
Come on, mate.
This is true.
This sounds like every kid's fantasy.
This is like a movie from the 70s.
Where'd you do your work experience? Oh, with the photographer for Penthouse?
No, not the photographer, but I tell you, one of the models was there and I went down to the archive room and got the magazine she was in.
Went down to the archives room. Jeez, Dan. Can you get any shots of you with
would that be something that you boys would like to, you know?
I'm more Playboy. I'm more Australia
and
Post.
I know you're a Zoom.
I'm a Zoom, man. Picture was good, wasn't it?
Home Blokes. Yeah.
home Blokes.
Remember, no stiffies.
Celebrity skin marks.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, it was. Celebrity skin marks. Yeah, that was one of the best.
No Dolly magazine.
I think this next one's more up our alley, Dave.
Could be. Yeah. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Where did you do work experience?
I did at the Cadbury Factory, which was great. And you can eat as much as you want while you're working. You just can't stuff it in your pockets and take it home. And I had to have the Thursday off because I was so sick. I'd eaten so much.
Yeah. You're kidding. You're seriously insane that when you work at Cadbury, you could eat.
You can.
As much
as
you
want, but you can't take it home.
Yes, I've been to one of them. It's fantastic. I've been the one in Hobart.
What do you mean you've been to the Cadbury factory?
Yeah, I've been the one in Hobart and I've been the one in Melbourne.
Well, you go on tour, do you? What do you...
And in Hobart, they do look a bit like Oompa Loompas. And I said to the guy on the tour,
it's like Willy Wonka in Cadbury.
Why does everyone look the same? He goes, well, essentially in this factory, we have three main families working here in Hobart in the factory. There's about 100 workers, but all from the same.
You didn't get sucked up a pipe, did you, Dave? Any stage.
Shannon, thanks for letting us know about your work experience. Peter.
Right.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good. What was your work experience gig?
So I had I worked for a week at the Adelaide Zoo back in the early 90s.
Great zoo.
Exciting. Yeah, so good.
What was
your job? Well, the first job I had to do on the first day was clean out the hippopotamus exhibition.
No. What? That would be challenging at the best of times.
This is a bit like Josh's job here in my office.
How'd that go, Pete? Yeah.
The hippopotamus had to be entertained in the corner while we emptied the massive pond and I shoveled out a whole heap of hippopotamus shit for about 2 hours.
I reckon for a kid, that's a fantastic day.
Hippos are a bit more dangerous than you think.
Yeah, how do they entertain it? How do you entertain a hippo?
Well, they basically distracted it with some food.
Hungry hippos? What do they do? Tell me what they did, Peter.
So basically they distracted it with some food and every time it wanted to come back over the other side, they'd sort of make a human shield so we could quickly shovel out the shit with myself and a couple other people.
A bit of danger money involved.
There was nowhere for it to hang out. They didn't have the little separate enclosures for them. So it was all done in a couple of hours.
Well done, Peter. I love that zoo, by the way, everybody in Adelaide.
It is a big shout out to the Adelaide Zoo.
All the team down there. Louise, boot this baby home. Where'd you do your work experience?
I did it at a travel agency, but I got to take the tickets around to Glenn Wheatley's office and deliver them to Pseudo Echo.
Oh,
wow.
Were they going to Funky Town?
They were going to Funky Town. Oh,
sorry.
Is that Louise gone? Louise?
No, still here.
And what happened? So how did you go? So you were all excited to deliver the tickets?
Oh, my God. I couldn't speak because I was so excited. My big problem was, though, that my mum had actually gone out and bought me some outfits for work experience. So I thought I was rocking it walking into work that morning. But going by the reaction of Pseudo Echo, I'm not really sure. Janie, I might need your help with this. Okay, so three-quarter skirt that was all billowy, that was hot pink.
Ooh.
With a hot pink and black jumper that had elephants across it.
Oh, that sounds pretty cute.
And with black and hot pink patent leather shoes and, of course, the perm with a bow in my hair.
That sounds like it stood the test of time. I hope you're still getting around in it.
I'm sure you looked hot, Louise. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Feel free to drop our tickets off anytime you like, Louise. You well done, everybody.
Yeah.
See, Josh should thank his lucky stars. He's got it good when you hear some of that stuff.
Well, I don't know. This is his first day. I hope he comes back tomorrow.
He's going to tidy my desk tomorrow.
Get it in my life.
Poor boy.
Your new way to drive home.
Malloy. Well, thanks to Bosch Procore 18V lithium-ion batteries, now backed by a six-year warranty. Good, better Bosch.
Six-year warranty for How's a that? Battery. Bang! Well done, Bosch.
Love them.
Leader of your field. Look and learn, everybody else.
Yeah. Well, this is
who's the behemoth of batteries.
It's a brand new battery to the market. Did you know?
It sounds like you know what you're talking about.
I do. I know.
You've done your homework here.
You'd be surprised.
Tell me something I don't know.
Well, the technology in the battery, which is lithium.
What?
It's next generation
shut
technology.
Up. That is unbelievable.
I won't shut up. I'm going to talk more about it. It's compatible with only over 60 Bosch Blue 18-volt power tools.
Write this down, Dave.
I am. I'm writing it down.
Quality German engineered Bosch professional.
That's what the Germans do. They can't play soccer. They get beaten by the Mexicans. However, when it comes to batteries, they are the best in the biz by a mile.
Remember the name. It's Bosch.
Bosch, you idiots.
Good, better, Bosch.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Getting a bit nervous.
I know why.
Have you been paying attention tonight? Yes. I'm on.
You better win because you have let us down week after week every time. You and me. You're representing our show.
Have you won one yet?
Did I win? No.
No,
no,
you
no I haven't.
No, you yeah. haven't, haven't won.
Can I
have
take
you
our
been
work
paying attention?
Kid? Can I take our work experience kid?
I think he's traumatised.
Can I get him to drive me there?
I think he looks a bit...
He's 15. He
he's very...
15. Does he realise...
Don't you make him cry when we're being big
does
trouble?
He understand at his age some kids are going down a coal mine 14 hours a day?
not many kids are doing that.
Kids in this country, have not, when we were that young...
You were very entitled. You always were. Anyway, we'll see you on...
Sorry, listen and hang out with the aristocracy up at the pointy end of town.
We
like
will
you.
See you on Have You Been Paying
the
Attention?
The polo circuit.
After MasterChef
who else is on? Who else is on Have You Been Paying Attention?
It's Kitty Flanagan.
Oh, Kitty Flanagan. Great. She's always great.
Yeah.
Sam. Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Ed, is he still on or is he doing World Cupping stuff?
No, I think Ed Cavalier's
and
on.
And Sir Thomas Gleisner is what that we're calling him now?
Yeah.
Yeah, here we are. Has he changed since he's got his
Yes, he
AO,
has.
His
he actually
AO?
Has.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have thought.
He's really quite snooty.
I don't
cranky.
Think that's...
Snooty and cranky.
All right. Well, it's on after MasterChef tonight on Channel 10. Have you been paying attention?
We were talking about work experience.
Yes.
We've got a few from
the
Facebook.
Bring the car around, Josh.
Sandy Hillard said, someone asked me if I was the manager on my second day, and they were serious at her work experience place.
Wow. Was it ANZ Bank or something?
Who knows? Corey Froggy Gardner says, I had to cut onions. A working experience. Well, I'm presuming it must be a restaurant
what
of
else?
Some sort. Kelly Johnson said, I worked in a mental hospital and had to assist in giving a patient an enema.
Oh,
my sister did a locum because she was studying psychiatry. And she did her first day at a mental institution, turned up in plain clothes. And when she turned up, she said, oh, I'm here. My name's Christine and I'm here.
Yes.
As you know,
as,
doing my locum
from
the university, and they went, "Of course you are, Christine." All the other patients realised and started going, "Come on, Christine!" And she said it was terrifying because for a brief moment in time, she fully understood what it was like to be treated like a
there is a movie out
patient.
Like that at the
you
moment.
You know what I'm talking about, Dave?
Oh, how dare you.
Are you going to take your cake home?
I am, and thanks again to AbFab. That's
it's a ripping cake.
Well, what about thanks to us?
No, well, under
we
thanks.
Went to the trouble of
thanks,
all,
Jane.
Trying to go punch the gets.
Don't touch the gets.
Like right in the bonnet.
Hey, tomorrow we're talking to Lee Sales.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll talk about
ABC
lots
update.
Of things.
That's it. This has been Kennedy Malloy around Australia.
The new Bosch Procore 18V lithium-ion batteries can last longer than this podcast. Upgrade today for 87% more power than the 6 amp hour. Good. Better. Bosch.